We are learning Masechta Sukkah daf Yabez and Aveiz, and we are beginning Yabez and Aleph, four lines from the bottom. Omar Ravashi, we learned before that there are two halachas that we are discussing in our Gemara. One halacha is that if you put up bundles l'shem schach, it's no good, because gzeira, you might put it up l'shem to dry, you might put up to dry and you're going to sit in it. That was one halacha. Another halacha was you can't dig out a pile of straw and make it into a sukkah. And we decided to say like this, that our mishnah, the psul is because of gzeiras oitzah. And the psul of chayit v'gadosh is because of tassel and asu. Omar Ravashi, Otu chavile kash v'chavile etzim. You're telling me now that the bundles of kash and the bundles of wood only have a possibility of psul from gzeiras oitzer ikom mishum tassel and asu leka. There's no psul tassel and asu. L'char there is. In a case where I put it up to dry, it has a psul tassel and asu. And also a chayit v'gadosh. There's no possibility that can be gzeiras oitzer. It is possible. How is that possible? Let's say you have this pile of straw that actually did not have a top, and then you put up the straw on top l'shem schach. So that's kasha midrash also. It's only a psul of gzeiras oitzer. So the Gemara's kasha is that, like, why do we decide this is gzeiras oitzer and this is tassel v'nasi? Both possibilities, both psulim are possible by both types. It's possible to have by bundles. Tassel and Asi, that's in a case where I put up to dry. And Zeris Oitzim, when I put it up for Schach. And by a Gadosh also, it's possible. If I just dig it out after the pile's made already, that's Tassel and Asi. But if I dig it out and then put a roof on top of it, or I shake it up, then I can make it into a Kosher Sukkah. It's only also Zeris Oitzim. So why do we decide one way, not the other way? Zog to Gemara, Rabbi Yechon Amalach, no. Hocha, in our Mishnah, the Ketani, Ein Mesachich Ebehem, says, Lashon doesn't say Pasul, says, Ein Mesachich Ebehem, which sounds like, L'tchilahu, Dei Mesachich Ebehem. It sounds like, in Allah, L'tap Yabez and Bez, L'tchilahu, you don't use Veschach. Why not? Shuk Zeris Oitzer. Ha de'er writes, that's Mashma, Bama de'er writes, Shabbatam, it's good. Hosom, over there, by the case of Chayt HaBegadish, the Ketani, Ein Noi Sukkah, this is not a Sukkah, so I feel the Eved midiraisa not in a sukkah. Therefore, even midiraisa is not a sukkah. So what's the so there we know it says in a sukkah. Now, what's the significance of this? It's like this, that there is no gzeres oitzah v'chayit v'gadosh zog Rashi. It's no such thing. Because since the only time it's kosher is only when you remove the roof and put it back, so we know you'll never make a mistake and think that you'll have to just sit in a gadosh without removing the roof. Because you always need a maisa. Masha enkein, by the case of the bundles, if I allow you to sit in the sukkah when it's still bundled, because you put it up shem schach, you're not going to realize that it's a shem schach, because there's no real difference in the bundle itself. It's the same bundle. So if you allow him to sit in this sukkah, he'll make a mistake even when he's drawing. Mashiach by Gadish, we only allow you to sit in the sukkah of a Gadish only if you did a mice in it. And therefore, you'll never make a mistake. And there is no Gzeris Oitzer. So it comes on Afmi Lamaisa. There is no Gzeris Oitzer Lamaisa by a Gadish. Now, I just want to speak out one halacha. It said in the Mishnah that when you put up a bundle, L'shem Sukkah, it's no good with Gzeris Oitzer. What's the Eitzer? It says in the Mishnah, just untie it. And the question is, we know by every psul, Tasav Lamed Asui, untying doesn't help. Like Tassel also said, if you put up, we have a four on a two blad ago, they put up something that's attached. So it says, if you snip it, we say, no, snipping is not enough. So why untying it is enough? You should have to pick it up. You should pick it up and put it back down. Why untying is enough? Why?
You untie it.
No, let's say it went, fell right where it is. Let's say, you untied it, fell right where it is. What would that look? You didn't pick it up. You didn't pick it up. You didn't pick it up here. So Shaila is, why not? Why don't you pick it up? It says it's enough. Zokta ran. Since the psul is only midirabanon here, the whole psul is only midirabanon, so therefore, if you did any mice in it, it's enough. Because the whole problem is that someone's going to think that you put up dry is enough. And Zok Duran, it's not the derech to dry when it's untied. So once it's untied, I know I already did a mice in it, there's no gzeres oitzer. Since really here, you put up shem schach. The whole problem is a gzeres oitzer. Once I untie it, it's enough of a maisa that first of all, no one dries it this way. And second of all, it's enough of a maisa to realize that this is not drying, and therefore it's enough. Because it's not, if it's a psul tasim nasu, then cutting is not enough. You need nanua. But if not, not. So it's a maisa's timing that if you do a nanua while you untie it, that's good. He's right. If you do a nanua. But usually we untie something, it's not a nanua. So what are you timing?
I think it's not a drop. Is that fine?
If you do the same sale, yes.
So There's no difference. Right?
Oh, so that was the whole amud we learned before. That here, even put it l'shem tzel, you take this bundle and you say l'shem yichud for 20 minutes, not 10, 20 minutes straight, l'shem yichud tzukah, and you put it down, it's a puzzle.
It's,
you know that?
It's moving.
No, 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 no. You put down the whole bundle, you put the bundle down, it's puzzle sukkah. Walk, because there is oitzer. Even if it moves.
That's very nice. But here, when you untie the bundle, the sukkah is moving.
So what's big deal? What's moving? So what's moving?
L'shem
tzel. Here's, I tell you, you put l'shem tzel doesn't help because it's there is oitzer. So the whole reason is because there's no oitzer when it's untied. That's the answer. Not because it moves. It's not the answer. So the Gemara right. New Gemara. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav. Back, more about Bekabel Tumah. You know how you use Schach, that's Bekabel Tumah. Schach, that's a Keli, is not good for Schach. Now, let's give you a little short halachas about Kalim. That something, if something is wood and it's flat, it's not a Keli. So that's not a Keli. It has to have a base kibble. It has to be able to be a receptacle. It has to be able to hold things. So that's halacha kliyetz. It has to be by matches, by metal. Even if it's flat, it's called a kli in Hilchos Tumah. Mestachlis kelim, like Marshin and Mestachlis kelim. But if it's a base kibble, then the halacha is that it's eitz is mekabel tumah. If it's a flat eitz, it's not mekabel tumah. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Sichcha bechitzim zicharim ksheir benekeva is psula. Now in those days when they had these arrows, so they had a stick that will hold the arrow. Picture an arrow that's a sharp edge, and you have this like broomstick that you attach it to the arrow. And a lot of Gemaras have pictures of it. So there's one type of stick that's called a zachar, one's called an akeva. The zachar has like a peg sticking out of it, and that goes into the base kibble of the chetz, of the arrow itself. And the other ones are the opposite, they're called an akeva. It holds the peg that's in the arrow that goes into the stick. So sicha bechitzim zicharim, if you made sicha bechitzim zicharim, which means it doesn't have a base kibble, the stick that's going to hold the arrow does not have a base kibble, then it's kshera. But in a kevois, if it has a base kibble, then it's psula, then it's pasul. So frank the Gemara, zicharim, kshera, pshita, it's not mekabel tumah. It's a stick. So the Ma'amar you would think Nigzer is Charmat Rakevois, if Nigzer is Charmat Rakevois, Kamash Malon, we don't make that Gzera. The Ma'amar has the opposite question. In a Kevois, Psula, Pshita, it's Possel, it's Pasha, that's Possel because of base kibble. Ma'amar Tema, you would think, base kibble or Osul Malois, a base kibble is made to fill up. Here, you attach the two things, it gets filled up. Lois make kibble, it's not called kibble. Kamash Malon, that is called a base kibble. Kamash Malon is called a base kibble. Now, Taisa speaks out that it's really, according to Rashi and Masechta Sanhedrin, it's a Gemachlekes Tanoim about this. There are bottom hold that something Osul Malois, something that is made to be filled up, is called a base kibble. So that's a kasha. So the Aruch Hanan and others answer that this base kibble is even worse because it's made to be always full. The way you use this base kibble is by being filled up and attached to another thing. That's not called a regular base kibble. A regular base kibble is a bowl you eat from, even a flower pot that you fill up. That's called a base kibble. A regular base kibble. This base kibble is made to be filled up. It's never is used as a base kibble. That's not makabel tumah, and that's you would think. Kamash lo know that it is called something that's makabel tumah. Amar Rabbi Bachanan of Yechanan. Another halach about Kabbalah's tumah. Sichicha. We know that threads are makabel tumah. So what about these threads of flax? So it depends. The way you make flax is a three-part process. You first take the flax seeds and you soak them. After you soak them, you grind them. And when you grind them, these threads come out. And then you comb the threads. So three things. Soaking, banging, and combing. Okay. So sichcha banitzei pishtan psula. If you use threads of flax, it's possible. Behutzli pishtan. Ksheira, if you use hutzli pishtan, which is just like the seeds of the pishtan, that is, and you didn't soak it even, that's kosher. Because why is the seeds kosher? Because that's definitely not mekabel tumah. But hutzli pishtan any day, by hutzli amachu da halacha. And not only that, I don't know what hutzli is. But hutzli asma any day, man of shach, amachu which one it is. E dayik v'lo nafetz hutzli karalei is something that's banged out but not combed, that's called hushni, and that's where I'm not sure if it's kabel tumah or not. Avotari v'loy daiki, but if you just soaked it and you didn't bang it, hushni karle, it's a so called hushni, it's not kabel tumah. Oidilma tari v'loy daik, soaking alone also, even without banging it, nami hushni karle, it's also called hushni, and it's also part of the question is kabel tumah or not. So the bottom line is like this. that if it's combed threads, it's definitely kabel tuma. If it's seeds that were not even soaked, zicha not mekabel tuma. If it's soaked and not banged, it's a double suffix. First of all, is it called hushni or hushni? And even if it's called hushni, I don't know the halacha of hushni. If it's banged and not combed, that's definitely a suffix of hushni, if it's mekabel tuma or not. One more gemara. Om Rav Yehuda, hani shushi v'shvatzri. These are type of herbs that we, different type of herbs. I think in English, maybe one's called a fern herb, and the other one has a different name, like arniza herb. The two type of herbs there. I'm using Rashi's words, and maybe the article a little different type. Different type of herbs that it could be much used in a soup last night. Om Rav Yehuda, hani shushi v'shvatzri v'sachem v'hum. You could make schachme. Why? The reason is because it's not roye for Michael Adam. You could put it into the soup, but it's not roye for etzem Michael Adam. Therefore, it's not mekabel tuma. So abayam v'shushi mesachim. You could use the sushi because it's not mekabel tuma. V'shvatzri lemesachim. You can't use mesachim. Not because it's a food. It's not a food. My time, given the sorry rechayu, this smells very bad. Shavik luvin off. You're gonna leave the sukkah. And if you have something that's going to leave the sukkah, it's not kosher for schach. Something that's make you leave the sukkah, it's not kosher for schach. That means, we'll see later on, things that drip into your sukkah also. Anything that's not kashmak is not kosher for schach. It's not a good schach. Because schach, your sukkah has to be comfortable. Anything that makes you leave your sukkah, that's not going to be good. Now, in halacha, we pass them like this. Yesh dvarim she'osru chachomim l'sachabem l'katchila. So you see right away from the mechaber, it's only osu l'katchila. V'hem mina asabim she'in ruin l'achila v'in mekam tumah v'reichem ra, bad smell. Or she noishim aleihem, or it drips into the sukkah. T'chashir Hashem v'teuch she'reichem ra, you're going to leave. So these things are all with the Rabbanah, but the Rabbanah says it's not a good schach because you want to be able to sit comfortably in the sukkah. If it's something that causes you to leave the sukkah, it's not kosher schach mid the Rabbanah.